For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Thursday, December 8th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. This is Sports Ethos presentation. If you haven't checked this out already, head to sportsethos.com to see our long list of information, free information, subscription-based information, podcasts, every sport, fantasy, wagering. We've got it all as Sports Ethos has rapidly expanded in the last year or so. I'm part of the wagering group. And you can, like I said, find me on Twitter, send me a DM, thoughts, comments, any feedback, always appreciated. And if you don't mind going to your podcast provider, a review, positive, hopefully, and a five-star review would be a great way to get my show seen or heard by more people and would be appreciated. Before we get started, I do want to talk about a partner we have here at Ethos, and that's Thrive Fantasy. If you haven't already, check them out at THRIVE, that's Thrive Fantasy. Basically, you prop up with Thrive each night on the biggest game, on the biggest players and the biggest props each night. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus two or four free game tickets. Basically, you pick the player props and the biggest names playing every night, score points when they hit, and the players with the most points at the end of the night win a share of the nightly prize. If you want more prop information, we have a basketball DFS podcast hosted by Keith Cork. Does it every day. Fantastic. I love listening. Quick, to the point, gives out a ton of information. We've got lots of basketball, football, college basketball, NFL podcasts. A lot of information. If you're into Thrive Fantasy, by all means, check them out. Use us as a resource. You can find more information at thrive.com, THRIVE.com. So, on to the board. Interesting night in sports. Small slate, obviously, one game in the NFL, three in the NBA, 11 in college basketball, and five on the ice. But lots of interesting games. So let's start right away. Let's get into the NFL. We've got the Las Vegas Raiders in L.A. Yeah, we've got the Los Angeles Raiders in L.A. To play the Rams. Now, the Rams are obviously struggling. Down a quarterback, signed Baker Mayfield. He's not expected to play today. They're expected to start John Wolford. If he doesn't go, maybe Bryce Perkins. If Wolford doesn't go, I think Mayfield may get in the game. Who knows? I don't think they have a lot of faith in Perkins. And why not? You just signed him, so let's see what they got. Ooh, should be interesting. The line sits at the Raiders minus 6.5. This opened, I think, at about minus 4. Shot up to 6.5 with some injury questions, specifically Wolford. And the total here is 42, which, as you know, in football is not necessarily a key number. 41 and 43 are very key numbers in football wagering, total numbers, betting. But 42 is not necessarily a key number. So at 6.5, I'm actually on L.A., and here's why. I know the Raiders have won three straight, and they're making their playoff push. They're still only 5-7. When I look through their schedule, so their last three games, they beat Denver in OT. Denver's crap. Let's be honest. They beat Seattle 40-34 in OT on a Josh Jacobs, what about an 85-yard touchdown run from scrimmage. So lucky play there. Would they have won anyways? Maybe. But Seattle's stumbling. I mean, they were the darling of the league for a while. They're stumbling. I think they're coming back down to earth. And then last week, they beat the Rams 27-20. So a decent win there. Two teams holding on to life for the holding on to a string, by a string, for their playoff hope. So a decent win there. But when I go back and look at their schedule, so they beat the Chargers. They lost to the Chargers. They beat Arizona. They lost to Arizona. What am I doing here? They lost to the Chargers to start. They lost to Arizona in OT. Arizona's not doing well this year. They lost to Tennessee in the third week of the season. They've not been all that strong. They beat Denver. So they've beaten Denver twice. Denver is terrible. The Russell Wilson experience has been a gong show. They're a bad – they're one of the worst teams in the NFL. Then they go into Kansas City. They lose. They beat Houston. Well, Houston and Denver, I think, are battling for the first, second overall pick probably. Then they lose to New Orleans, Jacksonville, and Indy. Not really impressive records there. New Orleans, Jacksonville, and Indy they lost to. And then they go on their three-game winning streak, Denver, Seattle, and L.A. So everybody's all been doing lately. And frankly, I'm not. I don't think they – I think they're a little bit of fool's gold. Everybody loves to back the Raiders. And they're starting to win. They've beaten, like I said, Denver, Seattle, and a decent win against the Chargers. So are they the better team? Sure, probably tonight, especially with the Rams and the season they've been having. And with their quarterback situation up in the air, it's going to be awfully tough for the Rams to keep to win. However, I still don't think they are almost a touchdown worse than Las Vegas. When I look at the Rams recently, they've lost, what, 2, 4, 6 in a row, having a god-awful season. But look at the last 6 games they've lost. Last week at Seattle, or at home versus Seattle. The week before at Kansas City. The week before at New Orleans. The week before versus Arizona. The week before at Tampa and versus San Fran. So Kansas City, New Orleans is a decent team, not great. Arizona, Tampa's a good team. San Fran's a good team. You back it up. They beat Carolina. So that's, again, I'm not saying a whole lot. Lost to Dallas, lost to San Fran. So they've lost to San Fran twice. They've split with Arizona. They lost to Buffalo earlier in the year. So they're having a tough season, but they've played Buffalo, San Fran twice, Dallas, Tampa, and New Orleans and Kansas City. So they've played a lot tougher schedule. I'm not saying they're a better team. And I know with their quarterback controversy, really tough to back this team as a winner. I just think getting close to a touchdown is too much. If anything, I think the Raiders should be 3.5, 4-point favorites. So I'm going to be on the Rams tonight at +6.5. Going to take a quick break before we hit the short slate in the NBA. And we'll come back after that and wrap up, or not wrap up, but get to the rest of the games.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, into the association. We've got 3 games tonight. The Clippers travel down to Miami on back-to-back road games to face the Heat. Just pulling up the injury list. The Heat come in 6-point favorites. 212.5 is the total on the game. For the Clippers, we have what we expect. Kawhi is out. He played yesterday with Paul George. Paul George is not on the injury report, so he is listed as playing, so that's a good thing. But Kawhi is out, Terrence Mann is out, and Norm Powell remains out. For Miami, they have Jimmy Butler questionable. Last I heard, he's expected to play, but he's questionable. Tyler Hero probable. Kyle Lowry is out for rest. That just came down recently. Oladipo, who just made his season debut, last week, is probable. Duncan Robinson probable. Max Strus is probable. Gabe Vincent is out. So I think the Heat win this game. I'm not sure I can lay 6 points. With Lowry out, Butler coming back questionable, and the other guy's questionable, or it says available, but you never know. I like the Heat to win, especially with Kawhi out. But the Clippers have enough veteran presence, I think, to keep this game close. And if PG plays, which he's expected to do, I think he can keep it close as well. So I'm not on this game. I would lean the Heat, but not laying 6 points. Next game at 8:40 in the East, we have kind of the toilet bowl battle, Houston versus San Antonio. I see the Rockets currently as minus one, total here 230. This started, I think this opened last night with San Antonio as 2-point favorites. Then it flipped to Houston as 2 points and back San Antonio. Settle down, Houston at 1 point. And I'm actually on the Rockets here. Just San Antonio is just so bad. They are 1-16 in their last 17 games, 1-9 at home in their last. They are short as well. When we look at the injury report for Houston, fairly healthy. Kevin Porter Jr. is questionable, and we slide to San Antonio. Bates Diop is out. Romeo Langford and Doug McDermott probable, so likely to play. Josh Richardson probable. Jakob Poeltl is out. Jeremy Sochan is out. And Blake Wesley is out. And Devin Vassell is listed doubtful, but I've also heard that he's going to be out. So he's probably out as well. The Rockets, I know it's on the road, but the Rockets are bad. Houston is real bad. And I think they are in tank mode completely. And they're shorthanded, missing all those guys. So, San Antonio shorthanded. I'm on the Rockets, laying a point here on the road over the Spurs. Final game of the night is probably the best, I think it'll be the best game. The Nuggets against in Portland play Trail Blazers. Denver comes in 1-point favorite. Total here is 227. On the injury list, Caldwell Pope is probable. Michael Porter Jr. out for Portland. Eubanks, Josh Hart, and Keon Johnson are probable. And that is about it. So McCollum's back. This is a game to stay away from me. If anything, I'd probably lean Portland catching the point. Just Denver is a better team straight up, but on the road, not really sure who I would. I want to back the Nuggets in this spot, so I would stay away from it. The only game in the NBA I'm really on is the Houston game at minus one. We slide to stay in the hard court, but slide to the NCAA. Let me just pull up the board here. Not a big slate, just eight games, but I think there's some pretty interesting ones out here. We start in Duquesne at 7 p.m. Duquesne is out 2.5-point favorite. This came 151.5 is the total. This came out at about one last night, and I was tempted. I didn't jump on it. Probably should have. 2.5 is too much for me. I think Duquesne wins. Marshall has the ability to win. They're a decent team for sure. And this total, I would put around 150 or so. So 151.5 to stay away from me. I lean Duquesne 2.5. You know, you're still getting a one possession game. If you have to be on this game, I'd lean Duquesne, but at one or two, I would take them at 2.5 to stay away. Seven in the East, Rutgers travels to Ohio State, and Ohio State 6-point favorites, 136.5. I actually got this last night at Ohio State minus 5.5, so I would even take them at minus 6. And the fact of the matter is, I just think Rutgers is a different team away from home, or what they call it. It used to be the RAC, the Rutgers Athletic Center. Then last year was the Jersey Mike's Arena. I think they've changed it again. Regardless, at home, they come in. Rutgers comes in 6-2, all against D1 schools. 6-0 at home, 0-2 away from home. They lost to Temple 72-66 in a neutral site, and they lost to Miami 68-61 at Miami. And Ohio State is better than both of those teams, I think. Currently, at least this so far this year, they are. Rutgers also coming off 63-48 win over Indiana, who came in at ranked number 10 earlier this week, last Saturday. So they're coming in off a big win. I think people are thinking they're better than they are. They're a decent team for sure. I just don't think they're on Ohio State's level. You know, Rutgers comes in with effective field goal rate of 46.8, which is about 291st in the country. And Ohio State's defense is 25th best against field goals in the country. 33rd best against 3 points, 47th best against 2 points field goals, and versus pure shooting for Rutgers. They're 258th in the country.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
They're only hitting 31.2% of their threes, and they're hitting 46.7% of their twos, 275th. So their shooting has not been that strong, and Ohio State's defense is. Flip the coin. Rutgers does throw out some good defensive numbers. Right now they are sixth in the country in adjusted efficiency on defense at KenPom. But you're going against, you know, Ohio State offense that is third in the country. So Ohio State's scoring. They're playing better defense. Rutgers is having a tough time putting the ball in the basket, but they're playing good defense. So they're hanging the hat on defense, and it's a lot different when they're at home. So I'm on Ohio State. Like I said, I got them at -5.5 yesterday. At six, I would take it. If it goes above six, I would stay away. 8 o'clock in the East, we see the Battle of Ohio. Iowa State heads into Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. We have the home Hawkeyes at -3.5. Total here is 137. I actually got on this early. I'm quite happy about this closing line value. It's not closed yet, but hopefully we'll close around this. I actually got Iowa State +6. So +3.5 is to stay away. I thought I would be on it anything to +4. At -3.5, I'm probably leaning Iowa. Like I said, I grabbed Iowa State +6. I think straight up on a neutral court, it's a pretty even game. Iowa definitely has a home court advantage. And the total of 137, I'd probably go over. I'm not on the over, but Iowa tends to score and score a lot when they're playing at Carver Hawkeye Arena, their home court. So I'd probably lean to the over. The only thing is Iowa State's defense is really strong, and that's why I like them when it was plus six, as I said. When I look at the numbers here, Iowa's offense is sixth in the country, but Iowa State's defense is 13th as far as adjusted efficiency at KenPom. So you're getting a good offense, especially at home, against a very strong defense. Looking down, I'm kind of torn. Like, I even considered the money line. The money line's now down to Iowa State at +150, so that's not playable for me. But when it was north of +200, probably wasn't a bad play. I think Iowa's, well, the better team tonight on a neutral court is probably fairly even. You know, you usually give 3 points. Well, they're catching 3.5 tonight. Their home court is probably more than a 3-point advantage. So at 3.5, it's probably stay away, lean to Iowa. If it gets to 4 or 4.5, I would go back to Iowa State. Next game in Colorado, another interstate battle. We have the Rams of Colorado State in Colorado to play the Buffaloes. Buffalo's 4.5-point favorite. Total here is 143. I was kind of leaning towards Colorado State just at that number, but it's a little short for me. If it were 5.5, 6, I'd be in Colorado State. At 4.5, I lean towards Buffalo. Not going to play the game. Should be a good game, though. I think these are two interesting teams. I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do the rest of the way. Second last game, another Big Ten battle. Michigan is on the road in Minnesota. Now, if you follow my show for the last couple of years, you know Minnesota is tough at home, but I think Minnesota's off this year. So laying 4.5, Michigan in town laying 4.5, total here 135.5. If anything, I would go with the Wolverines, who unfortunately are down their starting point guard. Looks like he could be out for the season, so that's a huge, huge loss for them. But when I look at Minnesota at home, 3-0 this year, although who have they played? Western Michigan, St. Francis of New York, and Central Michigan, so they haven't really played anybody. They did lose to DePaul, 69-53 back in November. So that's not a good look, losing at home by 16 to DePaul team that's nowhere near Michigan's class. On the road, they are, 1-4? However, the recent loss to UNLV, Virginia Tech, and Purdue are nothing to be ashamed of. All the good teams. I just like Michigan. I think they're a better team. They're laying 4 or less. I'd be on it. At 4.5, it's probably a stay away from me. Lean Michigan, but not going to be on it. Next game of the night sees the Tommies of St. Thomas, Minnesota, traveling to Montana State. And you can get Montana State -7.5 at home. Total here is 142. But I think I would lean to St. Thomas. These guys are second year as D1 school. Had an interesting run. Did a lot better than anybody thought last year and came out of the gates fairly hot this year. They're actually the 11th best three-point shooting team in the country, hitting 40.9, so just under 41%. From 2 points, so inside the arc, they're hitting 55%, 42nd best team. So the problem is not on the offensive side, it's the defensive side. They are the 345th ranked school on defense in adjusted efficiency at KenPom. Put that in perspective, Montana State is about mid-pack at 185. So there are, 368 D1 schools, and St. Thomas is 345th as far as defense. Not a good look. So they're at 142.5. I can't really play this. It's always tough going into Montana. You're playing any school in Montana because of the elevation, it could be a challenge. But I don't think St. Thomas should be 7.5 point. I would give them 4.5, 5 point is probably about right. So if anything, I would lean to the over. I'm just not sure that they're consistent enough. I'm not sure who they are, so to speak, or what they've been doing. So I like the Tommies at +7.5, but it's just a lean for me. So I am on Duquesne if you can get them at -2 or better. I'm on Ohio State at -5.5. I'd still play it up to -6. One game I missed. Where did that game go? Oh, that's on the extra board. You know what? UMass Lowell versus UMass. I am on this game. So this is at -3. I got this yesterday. UMass. So UMass Lowell is at UMass. UMass comes in -3, 144.5 total. I got this yesterday, UMass at -2. I still take it to UMass -3. One possession game. Lowell has played well, and I think that they will make this a game for sure. And I think the number's right, kind of low 70s for both teams. I just think Frank Martin and his team, they came off a loss last game, and no doubt that did not sit well with him. So he's probably going to get them rallying. Not a loss last game. They beat Albany last game. What am I talking about? They come in 7-1. Had a bit of a scare in that game, though. I think it was a lot closer than it probably should have been. Maybe that's what I was thinking. Regardless, they come in at 7-1. I think they're playing well. I think they should be able to beat UMass Lowell. Excuse me. And I think laying the one possession is fine. I liked it a whole lot more at -2. If it gets above -3, absolute stay away. The last game, that is Jacksonville State at Utah. I missed that one too. I apologize. That was on the extra boards in the app that I'm looking at. Jacksonville State's 15.5-point underdog. Total here is 134. I actually lean Jacksonville State. I like Utah. I like them to win fairly easy, but 15.5, I'd put them maybe 12, 13-point favorites. So not touching this one, but if I had to, I would lean to Jacksonville State +15.5. So as I was saying earlier, I'm on Duquesne if you can get them at -2 or better. I'm on Ohio State at -5.5. You can get -6 or better. UMass, I'm on at -2. Leaning maybe -3. I would wait until game time, see if you can get that to come back down a little. Then Iowa State, I'm at +6. It is +3.5 now? That's a stay away from me at that number. If it gets to 4.5, or let's say, or above, I'd get back on Iowa State, but not at 3.5. On the ice, we have 5 games, some interesting games here as well. The LA Kings are in Toronto to play the Leafs at 7:07 in the East. The Leafs come in -175 on the money line. You can get throughout Kings +155. Total here is 6. I would be on the Leafs, but not at -175. The puck line at -1.5 goals, +140. The Leafs can score, although they can allow a lot of goals too. If anything, I'd be on the over. It's juiced to -110 on both sides. Total of 6. I'd be on the over 6. I'd see the Leafs scoring 4 or 5 goals, and the Kings get 2 or 3. That thing sails over. Next game is in Tampa, 7:07 in the East. The Nashville Predators are in town. The home Lightning -175. The road Preds +155. Total here is 6. Juiced to the over at -125. Again, kind of like the Leafs, I like the Lightning game. but not laying 170. I like the Lightning play, but not laying 175. There's been too many upsets in the NHL recently, which is the challenge in betting NHL lines. You're betting money lines. Spread never really comes into play. You can obviously play the puck line in some games, but games like this, you're not going to do that. And laying 175, that's a big number to lay. I mean, I don't think you can lay I think you just got to lay one unit flat and hope you win on that. 737 in the East. The Red Wings are in Florida to play the Florida Panthers. Panthers, large home favorites at minus 200. Wings plus 170. Total here is 6.5. I would probably lean the under. I think Florida can shut them down. I think they can keep this game close and low scoring. You can get them on the puck line at plus 130. The Panthers, that is. I wouldn't take that one. Games to stay away from me. I lean the Panthers for sure, but a little too tight or too large a number there for me. 807 in the East. We're in St. Louis where the Jets are in town. You can get the Jets on the road as the favorite minus 125. The Blues, who finally snapped their, I think it was an eight game, their losing streak. I apologize if you forget, but they lost a number of games in a row. You can get them at home plus 105. Total here is 6. Juice to the over at minus 115. I lean the Jets and I lean over. The Jets have Connor Hellebuck in net, and he has been playing really well. And St. Louis has been struggling with their goaltending. Billington has not lived up to expectations of the contract he got, 2 years ago now? And I know they've broken their losing streak, but they have the ability to give up a lot of goals. So the Jets go out and get 4 or 5 on the road. They can, I think, they can against St. Louis. And can the Blues get 2 or 3? Sure, they can still make up that difference. I would lean the Jets on the money line, and I would lean, but more so I'd lean the number over, the total over 6. It's minus 115, but I still like the over there. Last game of the night in Dallas as the Senators in town to play the Stars. Stars are minus 200, total here 6.5. Juice to the over at minus 125. You can get the home Stars plus 130 on the puck line. But I think here's a game I might look to the puck line at plus 130. Dallas is a better team. I know Ottawa's been playing a little bit better lately. But I think at home, the Stars are tough to beat, a better team. And like I've said a few times on the show, maybe the game's close. Sens pull their goalie, whether they're down 1 or if they're down 2 late in the third with 3 or 4 minutes left to pull their goalie. If the Stars can pop an empty netter, they get to plus 2 or plus, or they win by 2 or 3. They cover that puck line. So nothing I really like that strong in the NHL. I mean, I lean the Leafs, I lean Tampa Bay, lean Florida, all the big favorites. I like Winnipeg, and I like the total there over. That's probably the play I like the most, the Winnipeg at St. Louis over 6. And perhaps if you feel a little gutsy, then the night, go with the Stars on the puck line at plus 130. So they have to win that game by 2 goals. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. And hope my LA Rams pull out what everybody is not expecting tonight. A lot of money and all the bets seem to be on Las Vegas, but I just don't. I think they're a bit of fool's gold. So, and their recent 3-game win streak does not make them a Super Bowl contender to me. And yes, the Rams are struggling, but I like them to cover that 6.5-point spread. In the NBA, I'm only on Houston minus 1.5. I'm on the 4 games. In college basketball, and a few leans in the NHL, but nothing really concrete. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully you got some thoughts. And hopefully make some money. And we'll chat with you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.